Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, September 19th. As we head towards the weekend, we only have one more day left in the week. Well, we got to count today, too. So I'm not alone today, although Orr is not here. The co-host is out on vacation. She took she was going on a cruise. Unclear as to where or what ship she was going to be on, and that was a discussion yesterday. But I'm sure we'll find out when she comes back. Rains in Texas and floods and everything. The storm Imelda is causing quite a flooding there. And so we're going to get to our guests right now. For those of you listening on audio, if you want to check us out, you can go on Facebook, of course, as always. Go to LA Talk Radio's page on Facebook and you'll see us there. I'm joined by a couple of what seems to be fascinating people.
It's true.
She's laughing. She doesn't know yet.
No, I agree.
Yeah, you agree, right? I'm joined by Nicole Moore and her husband, Mike, who's joining us. So you would be Michael Moore.
No. That's
not. Oh, you're not Moore.
No, okay. I'm not Michael Moore. Different.
I see.
I have a different last name.
It's
a secret.
Okay, well, we don't need to know that then. It's enough to know that Mike is Nicole's husband, and that's good enough. Yeah. Well, welcome to the show, guys. I know you made a long trip this morning, right? Is it this morning you drove from San Diego?
We came last night.
Oh, last night. Mm-hmm. How long did it take? Like 3 hours? 4 hours?
Three hours.
Yeah, it depends on the traffic, right? Yeah. We have people coming here from San Diego. Probably, I would say 4 different people come here from San Diego weekly. And everybody's got different drive times because you never know, right? And that is a 2-hour drive, really, right? Mm-hmm. So, Nicole, how long have you lived in San Diego all your life? Did you grow up there?
No, I'm a native New Yorker. I didn't even have a driver's license.
Really?
Not yet.
Until you moved here, right?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't have it yet.
You don't have it
yet? He's my chauffeur. He's not just my husband.
Oh, I see. Well, you see, she's got life figured out.
No, I'm born and raised in New York on Manhattan, on the Upper East Side
of
Manhattan.
Oh.
I moved. This is an interesting story. Okay. So I moved to California in 2014 because I had an intuitive feeling that the love of my life was in California.
Really?
I'm not kidding you.
Wow.
So I picked San Diego because I knew one person. I have one friend in San Diego. I said, okay, I feel like I'm supposed to be in California. And I didn't know. People were telling me, go to San Francisco. And I chose San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
So I moved. I knew one person. I didn't have a driver's license.
Right?
But, you know, I met him 3 months later. So
3 months later.
Mm-hmm.
So it was meant to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's lucky.
She
I
found
came.
Me fast.
Yeah. Did you know you were going to find a New Yorker?
I had no idea.
Really?
No.
Where are you originally from?
I'm kind of from here. I'm an
really?
LA boy. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I lived here for 15 years. I grew up in the suburbs of LA. And I moved down to San Diego with my ex-wife.
Oh, I see. I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Why did you move to San Diego? Wanted to get out of the city hustle and everything? Or
She dragged me, kicking
and
screaming.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She didn't like it here or what?
No, she didn't like it here.
Yeah.
And she grew up here too. But, it didn't take long for me to like San Diego.
Really?
What's not to like?
Exactly. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
It's not too big, so you can get around easily.
Mm-hmm.
And many people I know like San Diego. I do too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like away from everything. You know, you're almost in Mexico there.
Yeah.
But we like coming back up to L.A. We have a lot of fun here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's, I guess, a place to go when you're bored in San Diego, right?
Yeah.
And here we go the other way. But how many times can you drive to San Diego? You know, I've been there several times.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking for new destinations, but... in California, there's not that many of them left, you know. So at least for me, because I've seen many places, you know. So I was telling Nicole before the show, I'm 1 foot out the door, you know.
Yeah.
Out of California. I've lived here 42 years. That's enough.
Yeah.
That's a long
right?
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to get away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So welcome to the show, guys. Nicole, you were referred by Brigetta, of course. Brigetta seems to be friends with everybody, so she sends us a lot of great guests, and I knew when she was sending you, and you're into relationship and dating, you know, all that stuff. Sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves to talk about that stuff, right?
Topic. Yeah.
Yeah. How did you decide to get into that?
So I decided to become a life coach when I was 26 or 27 years old. I was working in public relations at the time,
right,
and I was bored. I didn't want to do it. So I just kind of found out about life coaching.
Mm.
I decided to get certified as a life coach, and then it kind of just stumbled in. So the majority of the, like, the new clients I had or the pro bono clients I had all wanted to talk about love. Every single one.
Really?
Every single one had problems in her love life. The whole call, that's all she wanted to talk about was her love life. I was also in a relationship at the time. I thought he was my soulmate.
Uh-huh.
Spoiler alert, he was not my soulmate. Yeah. More like a
roommate. We already know how it turned out.
Yeah. But so I just wanted to spread love. I just said, you know, I want to be a life coach, but I want to work with women in love and relationships. And it kind of, it grew from there.
I see. So your clients are women?
Yes.
Oh, very cool. So at least you can talk more freely, openly, maybe. There's no, like, tension or anything, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I would imagine, you know, you get, like, a man. Men always try to hit under, well, not always, but maybe sometimes try to hit under coaches, therapists, whatever. It doesn't work out, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
So it's crazy. I know. I have a therapist who is hot, but I'm not making a move. She's married and everything, and besides, it's not appropriate, you know.
But you probably like going to those sessions extra.
Well, she's pretty, you know, but no, I mean, I've at a certain point in my life, I learned to sort of, like, put a block for myself. If someone is, like, not feasible or something, you know, I'm just like, okay, so she's not that attractive, you know. I'll not pay attention to that.
You just flip the switch.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Flip the switch is what it is. Well, for some men, it's harder than others, you know, turn off the switch. But it's funny because I have a new host here, and she's in her 50s, and I am. And she says, you know, the kids today try to bullshit us and everything, but they don't understand. We've seen everything already. You can't surprise me with anything, you know? And it's true, you know? So there's wisdom there. And we found out that the kids today, at least my kids, don't have that kind of respect for wisdom for all the people, you know? So, but who knows, you know? I mean, they used to be over 30 anyway, back in the 60s, 70s, you know? So who knows?
I don't know.
Well, experience is the best teacher, right?
Yeah. So you moved to, from New York to California.
Mm-hmm.
And so did you find your niche pretty quickly once you moved here?
Well, I started the business when I was in New York. So
right.
So it had been going. And then, we just continued it over here. It grew. You know, when I met Mike, the business grew. I tripled the business.
How's that?
When I met him.
Because he's helping you with the business.
Well, he started helping me with the business right after our son was born.
Ah.
He came into the business. So when I met him, he was selling life insurance.
Really?
Yeah.
And I was really good at it.
You were good at it, right?
He was killing it with the life insurance. He actually really, he's the only person I've ever met that actually likes selling life insurance.
Yeah, right?
He loves sales.
Yeah.
But just, I don't know, I feel like, you know, when you have real love in your life, it really expands everything else.
No, that's true. And when you love sales, you always succeed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I realized, because without sales, anything else is secondary in a business, you know?
It really is.
So when you're into sales, when this is what you want to do, then you're very good at it. And I would imagine you did very well.
Mm-hmm.
Very good, very good. So you decided you're going to do this with her now. And how long has that been going on now?
2 years
now? So your child is two?
Yeah.
What, do you have a son or a daughter?
Son.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You should have bought him too. You know?
I know. He likes the spotlight.
He loves it.
I keep thinking we should put this kid into acting or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We might as well. Everybody else does
I
in this
know,
town.
The whole
you
family.
Know,
right?
Get all the kids screwed up with their child stars. I've just seen so many child stars that are totally screwed up.
Yeah, that's the downside.
Yeah, I know. So spare your kids that stuff. Let them be normal, you know?
Yeah, that's important to us. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have a practice. Do you see people in person and remotely type of thing?
Mostly remotely. So most of it is on the phone. So I have private clients who I talk to on the phone or on a voice messenger. So they send me a message. Oh my God, Nicole, I'm freaking out about this guy, or I did this wrong, or why is this guy ghosting me, or whatever. I did this with my husband. They'll send me a message.
Right.
And then I'll respond to them, you know, via the voice message. So we go back and forth. So I have a lot of clients that are virtual. I have group programs where sometimes we'll have like in-person retreats.
Right.
But I'd say it's pretty much all virtual.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Very cool. Not to digress, but you should put your purse over there so we can see you. Yeah, I bet you everybody's going, we can't see her. Just
she wants to show off the purse.
Just the purse. Yeah. I love that purse.
Oh, well, you can put it over there on the chairs.
It's all right. It got its face time. It's
exactly, you know, right?
I feel about my
Let's
purses.
Move on. Very interesting. So you got interested in this. Now, when you had to actually study this stuff.
Yeah.
And how do you go about that? There's like,
well, there's no real formal training for love yet.
Right.
You know, wait 10 years and we'll see what happens with what I create. But I just, I did a lot of inner work. I'm a student I study A Course in Miracles a lot, which is, you know, spiritual text. So I did like 4 hours a day. I was doing inner work. Seriously.
Wow.
Just like working on myself, meditating, journaling, kind of trying to figure out my own self, because I had so many problems in my love life and I felt so anxious in my love life. And I'm like, why? So I had that relationship that I thought was a soulmate. I was already coaching people at the time when I was in that relationship. I was getting clients married. I was helping everyone else. Then that relationship ended. And it was, you know, really bad. It was emotionally abusive, cheated on me with multiple women, like all this. So then I had to like say, okay, why? Why is that happening to me? Why am I helping everyone else find love? And I'm sitting over here and my love life is not that great. So I had to do like this whole inner journey to figure out why that was. And what I do is I put that all now into programs. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to give you the shortcut, because I spent a lot of time doing inner work. And I just go, here, these are the things you need to do to make it easier.
Very cool. And it works, right? You've seen it work.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. I know sometimes people can't help themselves. They can only help other people. But you got to stop for a moment and go, well, why am I not practicing what I'm teaching everybody?
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. So you were selling insurance when you guys met?
Yes.
Oh, how long had you been doing that?
Oh, maybe 2 years.
Really? Mm-hmm. And what did you do before that?
Oh, a lot of different things.
Really?
I was in marketing, you know, since I was living in L.A. I acted for a while. I was a musician.
I was a courier,
yeah. Yeah, so I'm really good at driving around L.A.
Yeah, he was trying to be a musician and an actor, like, and really kind of... Hollywood thing.
I was doing that whole deal.
I know. They'll sober you up very quickly.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it'll sober you up right quick.
Well, very nice. So you guys were fortunate to both move to San Diego. You met each other.
Yeah.
It's amazing how things turn out, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It really is.
Do you believe there's no coincidences and things like that?
I believe that it was intuition that led me there. So I think we're all getting help all the time.
Really?
Most people don't listen. But there was like little things that happened before I met him. Like this random, I was interviewing a dating coach for like a project I was doing. And so we're talking at the end, because, you know, he's like, oh, are you single? La, la, la. And we're talking. And he said, you should say yes to every 36-year-old that asks you out. That was his advice to me. And I was like, okay, I don't know why you're telling me that. That's weird. So then I met Mike on Tinder. So then I'm swiping on Tinder and I see his picture, and he had like literally half his pictures he looked good, half his pictures he did not look that good. They were all turned to the side. So I'm like, is this guy have cross eyes? Like, why? And he had turned to the side pictures, and he had sunglasses pictures. So I'm like, is he cross-eyed? Is he hiding something? I don't know. But he had the top line of his Tinder profile said, keeping it zen, and I am a spiritual person. So I like that. And then he was 36. So I said, okay, fine. I'll swipe right on him. But I don't know if I would have if he wasn't like 36, you know?
Right.
Because I had that in my head. Like, okay, I'm going to say yes to every 36-year-old that asks me out.
Right.
So he happened to be 36, and it happened to work out. So I feel like there was little like signs and winks along the way.
Possibly. I mean, it makes sense, you know. So you were on Tinder. I wanted to talk a little bit about online dating and everything. So, I mean, obviously you go through Tinder pretty quickly. You swipe this and this. But you remember the swiping on his picture?
Yeah, I do.
So, did you go dating before that? I mean, was that like the first one?
I had like a couple of dates when I came to San Diego, and they were all weird dates. Like the majority were weird dates. So it was odd. So I came and I had one date with a guy, and on the second date he was like a dominatrix daddy. I've never heard of this. Like basically it's like they like to be like the daddy and they like to have younger women and do all that stuff.
Okay.
So no judgment, but I could tell he was kind of like interviewing me to see if I would be into that. So that happened, and then two guys on the
shit that women have to go through, right?
And two guys on the first date, they were like, "I want you to have my baby. I love you." Like so that stuff was happening. As soon as I moved to San Diego, and then I had like a couple of other experiences, but I didn't let it get me down. Like a lot of women, they go online and they're like so freaked out about the creepy guys, or they shut down. And I just knew, I'm here. I'm going to meet my man. It doesn't matter what else is happening. So I kind of spun it in a positive light, you know?
That's good. I mean, that's the way to do it, you know, because I've given up on that shit, you know? I mean, in my age, it's not working, but I like that it does for younger people. That's why I'm always curious about it.
Yeah.
So, wow, have you used any other apps before? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I use Match, I use eHarmony. I love Tinder personally because it's easy. For me, it's easy. It's like you just swipe, you know, it's not that much work. And you can meet someone.
Right.
Like, I think it's a great thing. I think online dating is a great thing because it's like you can be home, you can be in your pajamas, you can be swiping. You don't have to go out, you don't have to put on makeup, and you can meet people.
Right.
So to me, it's a really good thing.
Right, except that people, I think, judge you differently or evaluate you differently than when it's organic, you know, because I think when you're looking on apps, it's sort of like, okay, well, he has to be 36, he has to be this, has to be that, and all that. And when it's organic, you don't look at these things, you know, the age doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of things don't matter because you already like the person.
Yes.
So I think that's why it's not working for me. I mean, because chronologically, I'm not that desirable at 59, okay? But I am, but not women that I'm interested in. So let's put it that way. But so it's different, you know. And so I tried eHarmony. That didn't work. I tried Match. That didn't work. So, I mean, look, obviously, I have to put a lot of time into it. And I think maybe mentally I wasn't ready to meet anybody yet. But it seems like, I think the problem with it is that most men go after the pretty women, and there's not as many of them as, ordinary-looking women or desirable women, whatever you want to say. I don't know. But I know that guys always go for the pretty ones first. And what happens is they probably get like 1,000 requests a day, and other women don't get any, you know? And it's like, so the one that gets a lot doesn't even know you exist. Mm-hmm. And you take it personally, like, oh, she's not interested in me. She probably hasn't gotten to you yet, you know? So, and I don't know really the ratio. Do you have any idea? I mean, does anybody know really the ratio between men and women on those apps?
I don't know, but it's interesting to hear the man's perspective. I mean, I definitely feel like I had a lot of matches when I was on.
Right. You felt there. You did?
Yeah, I had a lot of matches.
Yeah. Well, you're pretty, you know? Thank I mean, you. That's the thing.
But I help women do.
People go based on pictures. Let's face it. You know?
A lot of women feel the same way, though. A lot of the women that I work with, they feel like, oh, I'm not getting matches. They feel like it's all the men, and the men are all in control. So women feel that way, too.
Really?
Yeah. But what I teach women to do is, like, you can have a lot of control. Like, once, so before I would go online, I would mentally prepare myself. I would say, I'm the woman who only attracts the great guys online. Like, I really kind of prepared my mindset before I even went online. So I did a lot of stuff to make sure that I had a good experience. So most people think that, oh, it's just what it is, right? This is what it is. I can't control it. But I think you can actually control what you get.
Yeah.
Or you can write a different profile in a different way.
Right.
And then people pay more attention. But that's some women feel like they get no matches at all.
Right.
And they're sitting there like, why?
Right. No, I know. I mean, I was talking to my therapist about it. She says you'd be amazed how many people have the same issue, you know? It's like you don't connect, or when you do, it's people that are totally not what you want, you know? So, but you're right. It's a good way to go through the numbers quickly, you know, because it is a numbers game, right? I mean, you go through a lot until you meet somebody.
Yeah, yeah. Or you have to just not take it personally. Because right. I think people, like, they go online, they see a lot of people that they don't like, and then they take that personally. Or right. then they match someone, they don't match them back, and they take it so personally. And
right,
I think you have to
true.
Really let it go and say, I'm just here to meet a good person. That's the only thing that matters. All the other people that are not that great, forget it. Like the women getting like, you know, DIC pics, you know what I mean? Like,
no, you can say that. Dick pics,
yeah,
of course.
Women getting that, like, uh-huh. I get it. It's uncomfortable, but right. you kind of have to let it go and focus, because if you stay focused, you uh-huh. are going to meet that, you know, one person.
Right. Now that's amazing to me. And I keep thinking about that when women mention this, but those dick pics, I mean, do guys really think they work?
I don't know why they send them.
Yeah.
It's not attractive.
Every woman I talk to does not think it's a cool thing, you know? No. But maybe because guys think it would be cool if she sent me pictures of her, so maybe she'll like if I send pictures of me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, nobody wants to see a picture of your junk, you know? No. I mean, first of all, women want to be impressed by you as a person.
Yeah.
Right?
It's gross. And a lot of women also don't like it when guys say, send me a picture. Send me a picture, because they feel like, I haven't even met you. The guys do that all the time online. They'll be like, send me pictures. And women right. are like, ah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You mean pictures beyond what's
yeah,
on?
Beyond
the,
what's on. Yeah, beyond what's on. A lot of men ask for more pictures.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a whole different world.
It amazes
world.
Me what men do, you know? I mean, it's just crazy, you know? Sometimes I wonder if I want to belong to the species, you know?
It's I not totally the way get that.
It's
I totally
not the
get
way
that.
I think, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, the stuff that men say is unbelievable. I wanted to mention that, Nicole, you have a website.
Yes.
loveworksmethod.com, yes. right? Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Okay, so I have so much free content on the internet. Like, it's insane.
Really?
Free content.
I mean,
the
site seems like it has a lot in it. Yeah. So tell us a little bit.
So there's a blog with all these articles on love. We have all my YouTube videos on there. We have the different programs I sell on there. I mean, if you're like a woman looking for love advice, you could binge watch all the content.
Really?
You can just get in a black hole of all the content. It's not just for single women. Like, I'd say like 80% of our audience is single women, but then we also have a lot of women in relationships. So like everything is on there. How to find the right person, how to keep that person, how to communicate. What do you do if you get angry? Like right. it's really like a one-stop shop
right.
for love advice. Just, so, I mean, over the past 8 years, I've just been blogging, doing yeah. videos, all this content.
Right. Do people expect you to be a matchmaker too sometimes?
No,
in
I mean,
what you do?
I always tell people, I'm like, listen, if I was like a magic genie or a psychic, or I could like guarantee your man, I would be charging $5 million.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I mean, I charge premium rates, don't get me wrong. But I'm like, really, if I could guarantee it, you think this would be like $5 million? Because how much do you think real love is worth?
Right.
Everything. Right. Everything. If you, right. anybody who has real love in their life, except maybe for their kids, they're not, nothing is more important.
They don't need more, huh?
No.
Wow.
It's just love.
That makes sense. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, a little money on the side would help too, man. But, you know, what are you going to say?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so you guys can follow us and check us out, loveworksmethod.com. And, of course, if you're just joining us, you can go on Facebook, see us there. Nicole is here this morning from San Diego with her husband, Mike. And I wanted to ask you, well, let's be a little specific about me. What yeah. the hell, you know?
Let's get into
get
it.
Get some free advice, Mike.
You're right, yeah.
But,
well, what kind
no,
of woman are
to,
you looking for? This is where we need to start.
What kind of women?
Yeah.
Well, I am, I guess, look, women in my age, all they want is long-term relationships. And I guess I do too, in a way. You don't want to start dating again since, mm-hmm. of course, it's so difficult, you know, and time-consuming too. So, so it's like, first of all, it's like, where do you meet them? You know, the apps don't work for me. And I think because on paper I may not look that great. I don't know. Like I said, you know, 59, all that. So I get like women in their 60s. And no, I'd like women in their earlier 50s, maybe even mm-hmm. late 40s or something, you know. It's not a stretch, let's put it that way. But on paper, women are not going to look for someone who's 59. Let's face it.
No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so, no.
Well,
I
maybe have... if they're 54.
Yeah.
They're, yeah.
I don't okay. think so. I really think that it's easy to feel limited by your age, but women feel the same thing.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think women are sitting there going, I don't want to date a guy if he's 59.
Right.
I literally have never heard my clients say that.
No, they're not. But when they put the age range on their app, do you think they're going to include?
I don't know, because when I was on Tinder, it only went up to like 55, which I thought was a little bit like ageist.
You see, so that's what I'm saying.
But there's a lot of people who are in their 60s and stuff who are on Tinder still.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's amazing to
me. So I think it can work for you. But yeah. I think you have to believe that it's going to work for you.
Well, I do. But, you know, I mean, the funny thing is, my second wife, from whom I'm divorced also, but we met through JDate. Mm. And that was like 14 years ago, 15 years ago almost. So that was even before apps and stuff. You know, they were just like the websites, mm-hmm. like Match and all that. So I know that it works. At least it worked for me back then. But I was in my 40s then, you know, so mm-hmm. it's a whole different thing. Mm. And, but yeah, so... And I'm not a person that goes out to bars and stuff, you know, so that's hard. So we had a relationship expert here the other day, and she suggested, like, meetup and stuff like that. So is that something you would suggest to people?
I think you should go out.
Yeah.
Or go to a restaurant, go to a hotel bar. Like, there's so many single people in hotel bars all the time.
Really? I know. I can never see myself alone in a bar.
Well, yeah, but you could go, you could bring your phone, you can sit with a drink. A lot of single women go to those bars.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And they go by themselves and they don't care.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what when I was single, I would do that. I would go by myself.
Really?
Yeah.
To a bar? I never see women by themselves anywhere, to be honest with you. Even at Starbucks, they always have somebody with them. I don't know what it is here. But at least, well, maybe that's what I'm seeing. You know, maybe it's a whole different situation, but... That's why I'm going to therapy, too. You know, it's going to help me with that because my thinking is not that positive sometimes, you know, when it comes to things like that.
But that's how so many people are. So many people have a negative mindset around dating, and they don't realize that your mindset determines your results. So
right.
I think if you can believe that you're going to have it, if you can change your mind and say, no, I'm a catch, all the ladies are going to want me, because especially like there's so many women in their 40s and 50s, most women still want one person. They just want to find one man.
Right.
So I think you're in a better position than you think you are.
Oh, okay.
Because the ladies are looking for a partner.
No, I know. I mean, look, there's a lot of ladies, but I swipe left probably 40 times before I swipe one right. So, yeah. So maybe there's women interested, but not the ones that I'm interested in. So what are you going to do, you know? And listen, I mean, as you get older, you know, and it's not the same. It's not the same. You look for different things, too, mm-hmm. in life, you know. But then again, it might be some advantages to that, you know, because you're more like you're not into the playing around anymore and all this, you know, games and things like that, you know, go on.
Well, do you think you're a catch?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Damn straight I am. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe you just need a guest to come in. Maybe your next, you know, wife or girlfriend or whatever is going to be a guest that comes in.
Well, look, I've been doing this 12 years. It hasn't happened yet. No, because I mean, I try to behave when there's guests. You know, I want to have a reputation or feel like, hey, you know, he's hitting on everybody that comes on his show. True. You know, so I don't want to start with that. You know. And I don't know, all the Me Too thing scares me also, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you don't know it when you're crossing the line sometimes just for saying the wrong thing, you know?
So, yeah, I feel you.
Does that create a problem today for men?
I think so. I mean, I think the good men are afraid of doing the wrong thing. I mean, unfortunately, the bad men, they're just going to do it, you know what I mean? But I think the good guys, they're afraid.
Yeah, I mean, so women need to reassure them somehow, right?
Women need to flirt more.
Yeah.
That's what I
exactly. Men need to know that women are interested. You know, that's the hardest thing about, you know, walking up to a woman is like, maybe I'm not even in her league, you know? Not a very healthy way to think, but hey, that's what I think. You know?
You got to flirt. That's what I teach my clients. I'm like, I teach them how to flirt. You got to look. You got to touch the guy. You got to make him know you're interested.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing to me. I need some lessons too myself. Yeah. You see, you don't learn everything by the age of 60. Some things you still have to learn. It's because I've always been in long-term relationships, you know. I never really dated. And now it's been like, you know, I divorced a few years ago, but I'm still trying to get around this dating thing, you know. because I was married for 15 years. And then before that, I was married for 11 years. I've known her 15. But and then, you know, before that, I was married for about 7-8 years. So, so I was never really in the dating scene. Now that I find myself in it, I'm like, what the hell do I do now? You know, and technology has changed so much, you know. And, some people get drawn into long-distance relationships with those apps and online things. And then, to me, it doesn't work, you know. To me, it's like long-distance. If I want to be with you, like, at any minute, when you're here, I can do it. When you're not, I have to just talk to you.
Yeah. Long distance is tough.
Right?
Well, you have to have an end date. If you're going to be in long distance, you guys have to know when you're going to come together at some point. Right. Or else.
Some people actually look for that. You know, they look for, they don't want to be together all the time. And it seems like today there's a lot more of it, you know?
Yeah. I heard Ashley Graham, you know, the swimsuit model, and her husband, they live apart. So she lives in New York and he lives in LA.
Oh, wow.
But now she's pregnant. So I don't know what they're going to do. But they are married and they live on separate coasts.
I know a lot of people do that, you know, but what are you going to do? You know, times change, you know, things change and stuff. So, Mike, so you're involved in the business as well, right?
Yes.
What do? You sell?
I take out the trash.
Yeah.
I mop the floor.
Well, as long as you provide some support, that's help already, right?
He does a lot.
Really?
Yeah. I'm
very nice.
I direct operations.
Really? So you enjoy this as well, helping people and...
Oh, yeah.
He gets on the phone, too.
I do coach as well.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, every once in a while. But, you know, you have to be very careful because not all of the clientele are comfortable speaking with a man yet. And we do have female love coaches. And sometimes I have to refer out, you know, if I get on the phone with somebody. So
Yeah.
It happens.
So the guys have to go, what, to a guy expert or what?
I don't know what the guys do, probably, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
There are some women love coaches that are work with men.
Yeah, but suppose it would, you know. Like, I mean, I prefer when I find a therapist, I prefer a woman, you know, because it's easier to talk to her and you know, lay out all the, you know, all the dirty laundry and everything. But, you know, it's not comfortable for everybody, you know, and things like that. So I can see that. What do you think is... What are some of the challenges for people to date today? Why do you think people have a hard time connecting, or are they having a hard time?
I think people have a hard time with dating. I think that there is some truth to, you know, dating culture, swiping and everything. People feel like there's a lot of options. People are getting ghosted.
Right.
They're being ignored. I think that, I don't know, to me it feels like people are really lonely, honestly. Like all the women that I talk to, they're really lonely. And then they're looking on social media and it seems like everyone else is in a happy relationship.
Right.
So then they're sitting at home, they feel lonely, they go on social media, they see this person and this person, they compare themselves, they feel worse about themselves. It's like this vicious cycle. I think a lot of people, I don't know if men do that, but I know a lot of women are in that vicious cycle. They feel like there's something wrong with them because they're single. They think everyone else has it figured out with them. And then they're feeling bad. Then they're hating dating. And then how are you supposed to find a good person if you feel bad about yourself and you hate dating? So I think a lot of people are going through that right now.
Yeah.
Can you relate?
Yeah, I can. I mean, they're not going to come to your house. You got to be out there and be seen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, I agree, you know. I mean, my excuse is I work too hard and too many hours, but I suppose somewhere I could squeeze it in, you know.
Yeah.
When the weekend comes around, I sort of chicken out and like, I won't go out. But I think I need to, it's easier to go out with somebody, though, with a friend or something, right?
Yeah.
Then, especially for me, I like feel everybody's looking at me, you know.
Yeah.
And
maybe they are.
So I worked.
but
I'm thinking in a negative way. That's the problem. Oh, look at that guy standing in the corner or something.
No, I think you should try going to the hotel bars. Just try it. See if there's any ladies, because, you know, even if they're traveling or maybe, you know, they're just there for work, like, and talk to them.
Yeah. That's the thing, you see, and I try to get to the bottom of it because I have no problem striking conversations with people and everything. Mm-hmm. But when it's an environment like that, or if it's just a very beautiful woman, for some reason I clam up, you know, and I don't know what the hell's going on. So I give an example. I went to a singles party some time ago. It was like an all-white party. You wear white and everything. It was at one of the hotels, and I went, and in the beginning, there was not a lot of people, so I connected with this guy, and we talked for a while, and then he left, and I'm like, okay, now what, mm-hmm. you know? So there's a huge line to the bar and everything, and I'm standing. There's women around me, and I can't say a friggin' word.
Yeah, it's scary.
You know, you don't know what they're going to think of you. And I guess that's what bothers me, is I'm too concerned with what they're going to think of me. Yeah. You know?
If you're going to date well, you have to be okay with rejection.
Right.
You know?
Especially as a man, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry, men, but yeah. Because women still want a guy to come up to them.
Right.
Bottom line, women yep. still. So you have to be right. You have to be okay with it, you right, know? But you have to know, women feel rejected a lot too.
Yeah.
They do. When they get ghosted or the guy doesn't call them back, they go into the spiral. Maybe there's something wrong with me. Maybe I wasn't pretty enough. Maybe I wasn't good enough. So women are feeling the same thing.
That's true.
But men have to, they do. They have to be brave. They have to approach. They have to face the rejection.
Tough shit, right?
That's tough.
That's life.
Yeah, it is tough.
Better accept it. No, you're right. You're right. And I think it's there's nothing wrong with the man making the move and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Yeah. You know?
Because women do feel that they want to be courted, right?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he did. Mike did a good job of that.
Really?
Yeah, they want to be claimed.
Yeah, yeah.
He kissed me in the booth on our first date. He didn't even wait till we ended the date. We were sitting in a big that's how I was. So we were in this big round table, but it was just two of us, and he was over here, and I was over here, and I said, "Oh, you're too far away. Come sit next to me." So I pulled him next to me. So we were sitting side by side.
Yeah, at that point, you were like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going for it.
He went for it, which I liked because I said, okay, I like that he's going for it even before the end of the day.
Because you liked him, but it could have been the other way, too.
Yeah, if I didn't like him, I would have been like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that's why, I mean, he took a chance by kissing you so soon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's the thing. That's why he's a successful salesman. Because he takes chances.
Exactly.
You know? Kisses women on the first date.
I asked for her business right away.
He convinced me.
But you guys felt it right away. It must have been, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I walked in and, well, I don't know. You could say what you saw when I walked in.
Well, everybody's head turned.
Really?
Seriously. No, that's what she teaches her clients is, I mean, people's head turned.
Right.
When they have that mentality and they have that energy.
Yeah.
So I was already in a good position in his mind because he's seeing me walking by and the other guys are checking me out. And then I saw him and I could see like he had a little flash in his eyes. Like he knew it was going to be a good date.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I knew right away.
So we had a good time.
Wow. But he has got quite a story. I like that.
Yeah. You know?
It's very nice. And especially since he already felt not desperate, but pretty.
I was certain
no
I was going to meet my person.
Oh.
Yeah. I wasn't desperate.
There was
back in New York, I was thinking you said you had a lot of hard times.
Oh, in New York,
right?
Yeah. In New York, I had some hard times in love.
Yeah.
For sure.
But then you moved here, and they say sometimes you change where you are, you change your fortune, you know, your fate, whatever.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah. So that's cool. And now you guys have a child.
Yeah.
How long did you guys wait after you married?
We weren't married.
Oh, you were married.
We were already pregnant. Mm-hmm. And then we got married. We had like a small little ceremony in our house. And
it was
married
fast,
in October.
I knew right away.
He was born in November.
Oh, wow.
So we had haven't had like a big wedding. Like we're thinking maybe doing it for like our 5 years or something.
Oh, we had a beautiful wedding.
Yeah.
It was
but we
so
didn't have a big wedding. It was
intimate,
just in our house. It was just the two of us. Yeah. One of our friends officiated the wedding.
That's cool. You see, you don't have to have a fancy one to be memorable.
Yeah. I mean, I want to have a big one at some point.
Well, I'm sure.
When we renew our vows.
That's
we'll
a dream
a
of
one.
The little girls, you know? Like Cinderella type of thing.
Yeah.
So, well, this is exciting. There's so much more to talk about, and I wanted to ask you. So, what is like in store for you? What's next? What do you envision for the business?
A lot of stuff. I mean, we're doing more stuff in Hollywood for sure. We're working with celebrities, really powerful women, and just kind of getting out there. We want to have a TV show at some point. I mean, my vision is like, I want everyone to have a love coach at some point, like 20 years down the line, where it's not like this weird thing. Like, everyone has a therapist, right?
Right,
but
right.
I think everyone should have a love coach. I really do.
No, that's true. It makes sense, you know? I mean, I think I need one.
Yeah,
you know?
Everyone needs one.
Yeah, you know? So maybe when I finish the therapy with my therapist, I'll hire you, you know?
I can coach you, for sure.
Yeah,
coach because
me.
I think that if everyone had a love coach, I mean, if you're unhappy in your love life, you know, you've been divorced twice, so you might remember the times where you're unhappy. It affects everything, right?
Yeah,
it affects your work. It affects your health. It's hard when your love life isn't going well. It's hard,
right?
So my vision is that everyone has a love coach. Like, everyone has a happy relationship. And then they can go do all the other things in their life.
Right.
You know, with that partner.
That's true. You know, once you have somebody, it seems like there's a big weight off your shoulders, you know, and you can tend to the other parts of your life. No, I agree, you know. But I also think that people sometimes get complacent, like me, for example, and I've gotten used to just being alone.
Yeah.
I mean, many, many times in my life I was alone. Just because that's pretty much my fate, you know. I mean, my parents sent me out here at 16, you know, and from Israel and stuff. So I was pretty much here on my own, having to make it. So, you know, and I was an outsider because I was an immigrant at the time and stuff. So so I spent a lot of time on my own, and but I've become independent. I've become very strong because of it. But I also feel that it sort of got in the way. Well, I've become complacent. I'm like, really, do I really need somebody right now? You know, I mean, I've gotten used to no sex, you know, I've gotten used to this. And then you go, but wait a minute, you know, I mean, I still have a few good years in me and I want to share it with someone.
Yeah.
You know?
I think the same thing happens with women too.
Yeah.
Complacent. And I think that it's like, okay, so when you're single and you're like, okay, everything's okay. Then you think about dating and it's like, oh God, that feels horrible, right? It's like, I don't want to do that. It's going to be crap. So the thought of dating, it feels worse than your life right now.
Right.
So then everyone's like, oh, I don't want that. I don't want to go through that. Let me stay here, you know?
Right,
but
right.
We're not thinking about what's on the other side.
That's
so you
true.
Go through the dating and then your life is even better on the other side.
That's true. That's true. And I think it's the same with everything in life, you know? I mean, everything worth getting, it's probably going to be pretty difficult for you, you know. Maybe not for everybody, but for you, because that's how I believe life is, you know. It's like your challenges are the things you need to work on the most, you know. And I still have to keep asking myself, why don't I have the confidence to go to a party alone and start talking to women?
Yeah.
You know, that's a problem.
Maybe you should just say, you should just ask out every attractive woman that you see, and I'm going to give I'm going to give you the challenge.
Yeah.
And you should just do it.
So ask everybody.
Every attractive woman, and just, why don't you just say, I'm going to try and get as many rejections as I can.
Right.
And I'm going to try and get used to the feeling of rejection.
That's
so
true,
then it doesn't
right?
bother you. But guess what? One, at least one's going to say yes.
Yeah.
And then you know, it's like in sales. In sales, you have to be okay with hearing no
right.
all the time. You
That's
know what I mean?
True.
To be a good salesperson.
Yeah,
same
you go
thing
through a lot
dating.
Of no's. So it's a numbers game no matter what, right?
Yeah.
There's averages and stuff.
I mean,
yeah.
I do think, no? again, if you have the right mindset, you
then
can
you don't have to go through a million people.
Yeah, if you get your energy right, it doesn't have to be a number.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So I was his first Tinder date, though.
Really?
He lucked out. Mm. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So this was meant to be. I mean, you know, no, don't let anybody tell you otherwise because, I mean, my God, you know, I mean, within how long after you moved to San Diego?
3 months.
3 months and for you the first time on Tinder.
Yeah, he was lucky.
Yeah. You know, and then the fact that you guys connected so well that you kissed the first date, that doesn't always happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
know?
We had a good connection.
Yeah, yeah. No,
she's amazing. I mean, you could see
yeah,
that, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You really hit the jackpot,
yeah.
You know? You should go to Vegas more. You're probably a lucky guy.
Well, that's what I told him, though, on the first date. So he said, on the first date, he let me know. He said, oh, this is my first Tinder date. And I said, well, I feel bad for you because it all goes downhill from here.
So the confidence. Can you believe that?
Yeah, there you go.
It's true.
No, but it's okay because with this kind of confidence, you do well in what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be confident. That's the secret to dating is confidence. Uh-huh. That's why if you were confident, women would say yes.
Right.
Because they like that confident guy.
Right.
Some
right.
women are going to say no matter what.
Right.
But some women are going to be like, okay, well, I like this. He's
right.
confident. He's asking me out.
And I should probably not already think about marrying that woman before I even say a word to her, right? Yeah. It's just like, let's talk about anything.
Yeah.
And I'm good with that. You know?
And either way, listen, you're probably going to make that woman feel good. So last time we were in LA, 2 weeks ago, I ordered a, not Uber Eats, I ordered a, the other one, whatever the other, DoorDash. I ordered DoorDash, and then Mike was out getting fans because our apartment was like so hot. He's out getting fans. I got the DoorDash, and I sent the guy to the wrong address, okay? So I sent, because I inverted the numbers. I sent him, so he was like 20 minutes away. He had to come back, and then I was just so friendly when I saw him. I said, thank you so much. I'm so sorry. Anyway, then I get a call. Like, he leaves, and I get a call. Oh, I'm sorry. I know this is unorthodox, but like, can I ask you out? The guy asked me out. And I said, oh, no, you know, thank you so much. I'm married. But I felt so good.
Really?
You know? I felt good because I'm like, yeah, I still got it because now you're married.
Yeah.
And so.
And I thought he was creepy, though.
No,
you know?
I felt good. So that guy, he helped me feel good by asking me out. You know?
Right.
So most women, even if
they
want to
be
no,
asked, right?
Yeah, you're going to make someone feel good.
Yeah. See, I need to start thinking more positively about this whole
thing.
Well, that's why we have the Nicole Moores of the world.
That's what we do.
You know?
We help people think more positively about their love lives, you know?
Right. Well, Nicole Moore and Mike, not Moore.
No, Biscotti. We're the Biscotti family.
I congratulate you for your success. I mean, this is amazing. Give out your website again and how people can find you.
So the website is loveworksmethod.com. Instagram, follow me there because I'm posting stories all the time, is at Nicole Moore Love. Facebook is Nicole Moore Love Works. If you just type in Nicole Moore Love, you'll find me everywhere.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Always go into Google, you know, because you only go into one place and it finds everything
there
for you.
There you go.
You know? Otherwise, you have to remember handles of Instagram. And
I think
all that
I'm on the page when you do the Googles. I used to be down because there used to be a porn star named Nicole
Moore. So, sounds like a porn star
I
name.
I used to be down on the page, but I think she's done doing her thing. So now if you type in Nicole Moore, you'll find
back
me.
Up. I know that almost every day is a porn star. I know, I can't tell you how many times people have told me that.
I know. I can't have
it. Like
a
porn star, you know?
I can't have NicoleMoore.com because of that fat lady.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yes. Oh, well. Nicole, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Of course, Mike, thank you for driving down with her.
Yeah. Hey, and, absolutely.
Yeah. Amazing. And give our love to Brigetta, of course. And give her a plug, Brigetta Tomacchio.
Yeah.
You can find her everywhere. And she's a publicist and she's just about everything, right? She's into spirituality
a
lot.
She's awesome. And she knows everyone. And she was in Hollywood for a lot of years. She's still an actress. And you can find her at Real Brigetta on Instagram.
Right. And if you want to see her topless, watch Californication.
What? She's on there topless?
She was on there,
I did not know that.
Ooh. One scene.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she's proud
of
it.
He has it on rewind.
No, actually, I think it was here. She was here for a long time before I actually saw this episode. But that was funny, you know. But at any rate, she's a party girl. But Nicole Moore, thank you again, Mike.
Thank you again.
Good luck to you guys. Come back when the second child comes along.
Yeah.
Oh, no, come back anytime. There's just so much to talk about.
Let us know how it goes. When you find your person.
That's true.
Just focus.
There you go. I already have more confidence already.
Good.
So it was worth it.
Good. Yeah.
Anyway, so thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.